Friday, September 22nd, 2017. This is the Morning Mix. And good morning, everyone. JW here with Christy Dilloway.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a little chilly.
Are we skiing? Are we playing golf? We hiking? What are we going to do?
How are your flowers? Because I know we talk a lot about them in the spring, and I think about you when the weather turns.
My flowers are hammered.
Do you leave them out? You can't bring them in. You have
much. I got too many.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
but that's okay.
Back.
It's a rite of passage. These things happen. I love the autumn, but you know, you're going to get these little frosts that come through. They may come back. You never know.
They may come back, but that's a great attitude. It's a rite of passage.
It is.
And your autumn aloft party, pajama party?
Oh, I'm sorry you weren't there. It was really good.
Anything to you can share?
Well, you had a whole bunch of people there. Everybody came in their PJs, had a couple Bloody Mary bars, a mimosa bar. Had some pretty good tunes, had a couple of fires going in the fireplaces. It was a good time.
Nice. I've seen lots of pictures of Autumn Aloft. It looks beautiful.
But we missed you because you were in Colorado.
I went to Telluride Blues and Brews, and I'm sure you had a good time, but oh boy, did I have a good time.
Oh, I remember. So my understanding of last year's, I have no idea of this year's because you wouldn't tell me what happened this year yet, but you're going to tell me on the show, I know. But my understanding of last year was that there were several Lance romances that were following you around.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And there, those guys are all still there.
Are they?
Yeah, and they're part of my coterie.
Okay.
Can I use that word?
Yeah. Yeah, your ensemble, your posse.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I volunteer in the VIP section, and boy, it's such a good gig. So I get free wristbands, free VIP entry for the days that I'm working. I get the 3-day pass. Those wristbands get you into the nighttime venues too. So, I mean, it's basically a gas camping. I pay $40 for camping and, you know, a little bit of entertainment or a little bit of fee for entertainment and a lot of entertainment.
You came back late Monday night and I saw you Tuesday morning. You were in pretty good shape. You bounced back quick, huh?
Oh, I'm glad that's what you thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was hula hooping quite a bit and I thought of you that you would be proud of me.
Yeah. Well, I always like it when you hula hoop.
I think I was the only one, but anyway, I can own that. I can do that.
Hey, what's cooking today on the show?
Well, on today's show, we have our musical guest, Jordan Matthew Young. We'll also be speaking with Kyle Decker and Tom Walsh about the premiere of their ski film they're both involved with called Guest List. And we have an interview with Kevin Costner, who's not only hanging around Park City filming an upcoming miniseries called Yellowstone, but he's also playing with his band Modern West at OP Rockwell on Sunday night. And we'll run through a slew of weekend events to choose from, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with our guests, Kyle and Tom.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital and New Park Town Center, with new retail spaces and a year-round community development. Information about New Park Town Center is available at 801-303-5440.
G'day, it's Ian from Campos Coffee. Us Aussies really love a summer as much as we love supporting KPCW. We've got Nitro Cold Brew on tap, Affogato's made with Wasatch Creamery Ice Cream, and Mamachari Kombucha made with our Cascara Coffee Cherry. Located above the ice rink at Park City Mountain Resort next to the Adirondack Chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with one and only Christy Dilloway. Joining us now in the studio, Kyle Decker, who's the director and producer, and Tom Walsh, who is an unbelievable skier, and he's got a lot of accomplishments. We're going to talk about those, but they are joining us now live in the studio. Welcome, gentlemen.
G'day. How's it going?
Yeah, g'day, huh? Oh, yeah. That was good. That was good. You listen to our underwriters. I appreciate that. That's good. That's good. So I'll tell you what I did this morning was I was just going through all these videos and of your skiing accomplishments. It's a lot of fun. You seem to have a lot of enthusiasm for all of this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a lot of fun. I've been living out here in Park City like 10 years now, doing a lot of skiing, probably 200 days a year, making videos with Kyle, putting them on the internet, and It's a lot of fun. I love it.
You got a different twist to it, though. Like, you're driving around Needham, Massachusetts, and you're scoping out all of the long stair steps and you know, I'm going to go down these stairs, I'm going to grind, and then I'm going to smack off this wall, then I'm going to hit this garbage can, come back onto the handrail and finish my deal, maybe do a flip.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a different type of skiing, but for us, like the cities around the world with rail sliding like skateboarders do, it's like a new kind of way to experience skiing. So when there's not powder snow in the mountains, or maybe you grow up on the East Coast where there's not a lot of snow and there's not a lot of big mountains, this is a way to get out there, ski, do something new, learn, excite yourself. And I don't know, we love driving around and finding new rails and new stair sets to go down. It's just a new way of skiing for us.
Well, Kyle, you've got your company is called Good Company, and it says you're based on the simple concept that good friends, based on the concept of good friends traveling and skiing together. So you've got a new film coming out. We saw the trailer for Guest List. When does that premiere?
It premieres Tuesday at the Santee Theater over at the library.
Oh, what time is that at?
Doors open at 6:30, and we're going to run the movie at 7 and then do a giveaway after.
And I guess to build on what JW was saying and Tom was saying, the trailer to me, as opposed to the big mountain ski movie that I guess I'm used to, I came away with a feeling of it's quite industrial too. All that in the town, in the city, stairs and whatnot. Is that, maybe I just haven't been to a ski movie in a little while. Is that kind of the way things are going, or is that particular to what you guys are putting out?
I think skiing's just branched off a lot of different ways in the past 10 years. And for us, it's just exciting to go to a place like Needham. Traveling to some of these places take us to cities that you certainly would never go to on a traditional ski trip. And you get to experience some cool places in a whole new way. And certainly get to meet a lot of cool people, because people are very interested in what you're doing. You're doing something a little bit different than what they're used to.
And so did you go to Needham just because they had a whole lot of snow that year? And then you're like, well, let's just drive around and see what's here?
Yeah, that was the year that Boston had a massive snowstorm, and it never seemed to go away. So we seem to traditionally follow storms all throughout the world. And when it was good, and one of our filmers, AJ DeCoulis, is from that area. So he was really excited to go back and kind of just be home.
Tom, you're kind of a character. You have reimagined the game of horse. So for us basketball fans, we all grew up playing horse, where somebody would do a shot, you know, take it around the back, take, you know, right-handed, then over to the left-handed, and then do a quick jumper from a certain area. And if the next person made it, that's cool. But if they didn't, they'd get an H. So you've taken that whole concept to skiing. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a game, I guess, that some friends of ours, Josh Christensen and Matt Walker, kind of started a video series about called Slush, which is the same as horse or skate on a skateboard, where you do stuff like that. And you're going to find videos all over the internet for a game called Slush if you look it up. And it's kind of, yeah, that same concept. You do a trick, get your buddy to try the trick, and if they can land it as well, they don't get a letter. If they can't land it, they get a letter, and you play till the end of those five letters like that. It's just a way to keep things entertaining when you're out there on the slope, so that you're trying new stuff, your friends are trying new stuff, and you're kind of pushing each other to get better and to progress.
Yeah, and a slightly different angle. You could challenge someone to a trick and also do a call out to your mother, or am I thinking of something else?
Yeah.
Or a call out to the East Coast. I mean, you guys are yelling, you're
there
screaming.
You yeah, I know what video you saw.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We did. So
I don't.
Another one of these videos. Yeah,
it's fascinating.
It's called an Insta banger. So what we do is we ask on Instagram kids to suggest tricks for me to try, or funny things for me to do, or for any skier to do, and then you film a whole video based around what tricks they're doing, and you'll shout out to a kid, you'll do a goofy trick, you'll do a, you know, whatever it may be, and you kind of just do what the crowd wants. It's pretty funny.
So tell us a bit about Guest List. Tell us more about the premise of that film.
Yeah, I guess so. For us, Good Company, the film company, we started a few years ago as a way to get away from some other major film companies and do our own thing. Me and Kyle wanted to work together, work with our other main guy, AJ DeCoulis, and do something that's all about us, our friends, having fun. So we kind of just started our own film company, and it's just based around the concept of, you know, whatever type of skiing it may be, urban, terrain park, backcountry, big mountain, just whatever our group of friends want to do, whatever we want to film, and going out, having fun, filming it, and then showing it off in a movie. So this movie is probably our best yet. It's a full length, almost an hour long, some of our best footage, and we're really excited to show it to everybody.
And who are some of the skiers that are in it that people, listeners, might recognize?
Yeah, let's see. So myself, Tom Walsh, some other local guys, Dale Talkington, Tim McChesney, Carl Fosfett, who lives around here from Idaho, John Ware, Kai Krapella from Park City. So we got a lot of guys. It's a big crew, and the theme of it with the name being Guest List is there's also a ton of guys that might only have one or two ski film shots, but it's just anybody and everybody that was around, that was skiing, that's a friend, gets featured. So it's kind of a whole crew. The party's just getting started.
And give us a website people can go to take a peek at the trailer.
It's www.goodcompany.ski, or just Good Company Ski on YouTube is where all of our videos are hosted.
And once again, Jim Santee Auditorium on Tuesday. What time?
Doors at 6:30, and the movie will be playing at 7, and then tons of gear giveaways right after the movie's done. So come. It's only $5 cash to get in, and you're almost guaranteed to get some sort of prize to walk away with.
Nice. And so, nothing like a little snowfall to get everyone turn their mind from their summer endeavors.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're talking about this record snowfall in Boston, but yeah. Boston's had years when there hasn't been any snow. So what the ski resorts would do up in New Hampshire and Vermont and in Maine and even Wachusett, which is outside of Worcester, is they would take tractor trailers, fill them up with snow in North Country and bring it down and dump it in Boston Common so people could start thinking about snow and everything. And they said, well, geez, maybe we'll go snowing this weekend, skiing this weekend.
That's very clever and yet expensive marketing.
It is. It is. But, you know, the price of a lift ticket, you know, to bring a couple of loads of snow down is not that expensive. So
they had to do that in the Vancouver Olympics.
Did they?
It was not cheap.
For the half pipe, yeah.
Yeah, by helicopter. I think it's still melted anyway.
Yeah, it still didn't look very good.
Kyle Decker, producer, director, Tom Walsh, star of the film. And the name of the film is Guest List. You can go to the website is Good Common.
Good Company.
Goodcompany.ski.
Goodcompany.ski to take a look at the trailer. Or you can just go to Jim Santee, 7 o'clock on Tuesday, $5 to get in. And there's also some getaways. Gentlemen, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us on the Morning Mix. Christy, you want to introduce our next song? It's called Turn It On.
This weekend, we have a really special occasion, Sunday night at OP Rockwell. Kevin Costner and Modern West, his band, are playing at OP Rockwell. So you know Kevin's in town, in and around town, filming a new miniseries called Yellowstone. What you might not have known is that he's also a musician and he's bringing his band to town. So this is one of his singles.
Yeah, and it's called Turn It On. I also want to mention that the show is totally sold out, but he will be bringing the band back sometime between now and December to play one or two more times. So just, you know, stay tuned to the Morning Mix and we'll tell you what's happening. Here you go. Back after this.
The sky is alive tonight. The restless fire of a million stars. If you want a sign, open up your eyes. Here we are. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of anything now, baby. Let's take a ride down to the bone. We made it this far. Cross your heart with mine and let your light turn on. Turn it on. Give me the flash of your wildest storm. Whisper the dream
that you can't forget. If you wanna know what life is for, hey, this is it. I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid of anything now, baby. Let's tear it right down to the bone. Made it this far, cross your heart with mine and let your light turn on. Turn it on, yeah, turn it on. Turn it on. Whoa, yeah. Whoa. Stay right down to the bone. You made it this far, cross your heart with mine and let your light turn on. Turn it on. Oh baby, turn it on. Turn it on.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. We are joined in the studio by Jordan Matthew Young. He is our live music in-studio guest this week. Jordan has shared the stage with the likes of ZZ Top, Shooter Jennings, Lucas Nelson, one of our favorites, Samantha Fish, one of my favorites, Tinsley Ellis, who was on our show last December, John Nemeth, Indigenous, Shook Twins, and Eric McFadden. He was the winner of Best Band of the Year for the 2016 Best of Utah Music Awards, also the Best Blues Band and Album of the Year. Jordan, sorry, just missed my name.
Welcome to the Morning
Yes,
Mix.
I'm sorry, we got a little screwed up there with
Good morning.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I love coming on here.
Yeah, we like having you on
here. I guess
here.
Our snowy weather made us have to shift around our schedule.
Yeah,
a little
bit. It was crazy getting up the canyon this morning.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's always fun those first storms where people freak out. So.
Well, I flew in from New Orleans too, so it's like right when we got off the plane.
Oh, do tell about New Orleans.
I was like, oh, whoa, I'm going to need a winter coat immediately.
What's going on in New Orleans? Do tell.
Oh, it's always amazing in New Orleans. It's the same thing as always, just getting your mind blown by incredible music and food, you know. Yeah, I was playing some shows there and in Natchez, Mississippi, which is also a really cool town, a small little town. I had never been to Natchez. Kind of blew my mind also. Everywhere I go out in the South, I always just am in awe of the culture and the music.
You have a new EP out, is that right?
That's right. When we did the ZZ Top show, I hurried and smashed four songs together that are going on my full length when it comes out. But I knew we needed something fresh for that show specifically, because I knew there's going to be so many people that I knew there that already have my other album. So yeah, I smashed that four song EP together, and it's sort of like a preview of the full length.
And hopefully you brought me a copy that we can get on our air.
Yeah, I think I will just have to give you a digital copy. All of our stuff's all like locked in my rehearsal studio right now. But
so there's lots of different versions of Jordan Young. There's the, there's the individual singer-songwriter with an acoustic guitar. There's the hard rocking with the band. You've reinvented yourself a couple of times. Tell us about the different versions of you, the different configurations, and what you enjoy doing in what for, in what venue, what type of venue?
Yeah, it has changed, you know, over time, and it's always been with the full band. It's always been me writing the music and bringing the guys to come and tour or whatever, you know. But
and the full band being Candy's River House,
right? When that was the name of it. It was still just the Jordan Young show, essentially. It was still me hiring players to come play. I just had originally created that name like 9 years ago in Tennessee, because at that time the group was all collaborative and it was a joint effort, you know. But I finally made the switch. I probably should have made it a long time ago. I just was clinging to that name. I don't know why. It was, I've had it for a long time, but yeah, even though it's the name has changed, really nothing is different. Other than this EP you'll hear is a little more on the soul side of things. Instead of the hard rock, like blues hard rock, it's more of like a soul-based rock thing, which is what I really wanted to go for on this next album. But yeah, there's sort of the three different things: me solo, me with my pedal steel player, which we do strictly like 1950s classic country. And then the band, Jordan Matthew Young, it just chopped a lot of the confusion out, where people would be like, is this Candy's River Horse, or is this Jordan Matthew River House, or who's playing tonight, you know? And now it's just always Jordan Matthew Young, whether it's solo or with the band, you know? And it's been really cool, you know, with things like that ZZ Top show. They called me and they were like, you know, we'd like to have you do it, but can you do a solo or a duo? And it's just really nice knowing that no matter what I go and do, you know, for whoever, a lot of those opening slots, they want you to chop it down to like a duo or a solo. It'll just be Jordan Young, and I don't have to, you know, get the names all confused.
So you opened for ZZ Top at Red Butte, but then you also went down on the road, right? You were in Texas opening for them as well?
No. Just the one show. I actually had just driven back to Texas. I live in Austin now. And the second we crossed the state line from New Mexico into Texas, I got this message. And it was from Chris Motz. And he said, do you want to open for ZZ Top? And it was just funny because it was right when we had gotten back into Texas.
Perfect.
Turn around and come back.
We kind of locked the brakes up and we decided to fly back instead. But yeah, we just flew back for that one, and it was incredible. It was really an honor, you know. I mean, that's a band that's influenced me my entire life. So it was huge to be able to do that. And just, you know, it wasn't like I sat and played with Billy Gibbons or anything, but just to be in front of that crowd that's ready to see a band like ZZ Top, you know, that's my kind of crowd. So
exactly. Yes. Hey, we'd like to hear some music. What are you going to play for us first?
I'll do this low-key one that I like playing this one a lot. It's an old one. It's called Left Our Love on 66.
And it is early in the morning, isn't it?
For me.
All right, live on the morning mix, Jordan Young.
My heart is on the ground. Think I left it back in Oklahoma City. This road I know will someday show the way. Ooh, I pray. Really, it's hard for me to get my fix. Ever since we left our little love on 66, how he whines, you're telling me I'm wasting my time. so sweet pines. Oh, just keep on passing me by. This road I know will someday show the way. I'll pray. It's hard for me to get my fix, baby. Ever since we left our love on 66. It's hard for me to get my fix. Ever since we left our love on 66, baby. Where we left our love on 66.
The only thing I can say, it's just really nice to have you back.
Thank you.
I didn't realize you weren't living here, so boy,
I'm lucky
to get you in.
I'm very fortunate I get to do the back and forth thing. Even when I lived here, I think I was rarely here, you know, so I just figured it would be better to be based out of a city like Austin again, like when I lived in Nashville, and just be here probably about as often as I was when I lived here, you know. That way, when I'm there, there's a more of an industry, more, you know, a lot more for me. Those are the type of people I like to be around when I'm learning, you know. And I'll just get to travel here and to play some awesome shows and come do cool things like this.
Yeah, don't forget us when you.
Yeah, every time you're in town, absolutely. So the collaboration with Lindsay, Tinsley Ellis. Can you tell us about that?
I haven't really gotten to do anything serious with him at all. We just keep sort of bumping into each other. After I played with him at the Stateroom, we've stayed in really close touch. And when he was over at the Egyptian, I got to go and visit with him. And he let me play his 1930 resonator, which is crazy. But what we've been doing is talking back and forth about sharing some dates. So he'll send me some dates, and I'll look through them and talk to his management. And we've gotten really, really close to doing like 3 or 4 of them together. We just haven't been able to line them up. That's, you know, the life of being on the road all the time.
Right.
Whenever he's booked, I'm booked, or vice versa. But now I live that much closer to him as well. He lives in Georgia, you know. And so I'm thinking pretty soon I'll be able to go and share some dates with him. I've also been talking to this really amazing guy named Van Wilkes in Austin. If you haven't heard of him, you should check him out. He grew up with guys like Billy Gibbons and stuff. And he's just another mentor like Tinsley to me.
Okay.
I can go to his house and sit and play guitar with him, and he's like, I mean, he's played with guys you couldn't believe, you know, and he's just pictures of him with Willie Nelson and hanging out, having drinks in small bars in Austin back in, you know, the 70s. And guys like that always are just huge inspiration to me, because they're still totally down to just sit and have some coffee and talk about music, you know.
Our musical guest for the hour, Jordan Young. He's going to be playing a couple more tunes. We're going to take a short break for our underwriters. When we return, we're going to go through weekend events and weather, and then the Kevin Costner interview. Stay with us.
This is Bruce Greenwald from 1-7, new proud sponsor of KPCW. 1-7 is an independent financial advisory firm for the Park City lifestyle. Our firm was founded on the seven pillars of wellness, and our mission is helping people find meaning in their money by providing wealth management, asset protection, and tax strategies. More information can be found at weare17.com.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
This is Courtney Johansson with the Spur Bar & Grill supporting KPCW. We are celebrating summer at 352 Main with outdoor deck dining and Main Street views, serving breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and dancing. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. with live music every night. More information at thespurbarandgrill.com.
Tonight, Park City Film Series will screen The Wedding Plan. It's about a woman who's really determined to get married. Actually, it's showing tonight and tomorrow and Sunday. So it's at the Jim Sandy Auditorium, 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, 6 o'clock on Sunday.
Egyptian Theater presents Thriller, the annual seasonal scary show featuring all sorts of dance from ballet to tap, Irish step to modern interpretive, buzzsaws, you name it, morbid themes and scenery. The performances are tonight through Sunday. This weekend and next weekend. Get tickets and information at parkcityshows.com.
Live music in the nightclubs tonight. Crook and the Bluff are at the Cabin. Get Down Tonight at the Spur. Kate Vogel is at the Park City Brewery Tap Room. And Pixie and the Party Grass Boys are at Silver Star Cafe.
In Heber tonight, the Masquerade Train will take a two-hour trip back by music from the Phantom of the Opera and other Broadway shows. Masks and costumes are encouraged.
So for tomorrow, you might want to join a group nature walk at Swanner Nature Preserve and Eco Center. They depart at 8:30 in the morning, and they say come prepared for outdoor conditions, which might be pretty extreme this weekend. I think there's more snow coming. We'll find out in the weather forecast shortly.
The North Face Endurance Challenge has races both Saturday and Sunday along the trails at Park City Mountain Resort. You can find out more at thenorthface.com.
Tomorrow night from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Wasatch Brewery, they are celebrating the release of Clothing Hoptional, their annual beer, their hoppy beer, which is made with local hops harvested from open space protected by the Summit Land Conservancy. We've had a notice of hikes all summer long where you could go find those hops. Now they've brewed the beer. It's $15, and the proceeds go to the Summit Land Conservancy and their efforts to save land in Summit County.
I think that's so cool, and so my understanding, because we, Lynn Ware Peak and I interviewed the brewmaster a couple of years ago on Cool Science Radio to not only talk about the technology involved in the science of making beer, but in doing something with local hops. And back in the miners' days, there were a number of miners with German heritage, and they would all grow hops in their front yard because they would brew their own beer. And then, of course, when hops go to seed and the wind is blowing, it blows the seed all over the ski slopes, or what is now our ski slopes, and around that area. And so there's a whole bunch of wild hops that are growing out there.
I don't know if I'd know a hop if I saw it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a bizarre-looking plant. I'll show you a picture. And it sure tastes good, too.
I mean, I don't know if I'd know it when I was hiking.
Man, I tell you, if it's the hoppier the beer, the better for me. I just like a hoppy beer.
Oh, that's like it's like finding dinner. The person that likes all the nuts in the bowl that you don't like, so you can share the bowl of nuts. Because I don't like the hoppy beer.
Oh, you don't like
not
the hoppy
anymore.
Beer?
No, so you could take all those.
Well, you know, when
somebody brought like a mixed six pack for us,
yeah,
you could take the hoppies. I could take the non-hoppies.
Okay,
see how that works. It's like the cashews.
So if Jordan Young had come in this morning and he brought us like a bowl of you know, some different colored M&Ms and some nuts and some raisins and stuff like that, would you be like picking individual things out of it? Because Jordan,
I probably wouldn't go into that bowl because I would want to pick. I don't want the raisins. Why would you mix raisins with those things?
Oh, the raisins. Get them out of there.
Yeah.
Put some more chocolate in there.
Oh, God. I tell you what. Hey, so here's what's cooking for live music on Saturday. Christy said what was Friday. Here's what's happening on Saturday. David Archuleta at the Deloria Center. Small House Strings are at the Silver Star Cafe. And Pixie and the Party Grass Boys are, at the Spur.
That's David Archuleta. Didn't he win like American Idol or The Voice or something like that?
That David Archuleta.
But yeah, he was like young Utah boy. He's a little bit older.
He's from Utah.
Yeah. And as we said on Sunday night, Kevin Costner in Modern West, excuse me, will perform a sold-out show at OP Rockwell beginning at 7:30. And we'll have our interview with Kevin Costner on shortly.
So tickets are not available. It is sold out, but he will be coming back one or two times between now and Christmas.
So
he's
going
to bring the
me.
Band back. That's what they say. So listen to the morning mix. We're going to get the exclusive on it, and we'll be able to tell you when that is. That sort of thing. So there is one more thing. We just want to restate one more time the guest list, the film, a really cool ski movie because we looked at the trailer and we just talked to the boys, will be at Jim Santee Auditorium on Tuesday. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's only $5. They've got some giveaways, and I think you'll be entertained. It looks like a really good movie.
I think it will be highly entertaining.
Yeah. So let's do the weather quickly. We're going to go to a couple underwriters, and then we'll go right to the Kevin Costner interview. Does that sound
good? Let's do the weather because right now I'm super intrigued more than usual.
Okay. Currently under sunny skies, it's 88 degrees, and there's no wind.
Oh, you tease.
I'm taking my shirt off, and I'm going for a walk down Sweet Alley. But that would scare a lot of people if I took my shirt off. I wouldn't do that. Honest to God, I wouldn't. But it is currently 37 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town Park City. I can tell you right now that Jordan Young considered getting back on the plane and going back to New Orleans. But 37 degrees. There's a 40% chance of rain or snow today. Tonight, there's a slight chance, 20%, according to the National Weather Service, their probability. And there'll be a low tonight of 28. Saturday, slight chance of rain or snow, and then a chance of showers in the afternoon, 40% chance. Saturday night will be going down to 30. And then Sunday, 50% chance of rain or snow. And that picture is really snowy I'm looking at right now. And then chance of snow on Sunday night. It's kind of, just to give you guys a preview of what's going on, it's going to continue to be a little bit unseasonably cold and with snow precipitation or rain. Until we get to Tuesday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 54. We can hike, we can play golf, we can do that. And then Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 58. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 62. So just get through Monday night and we'll be okay.
It's one of those things where you just pretend it's not happening.
Exactly.
But it happens every year.
Yeah. Jordan Young, our musical guest for the hour, will be back with him. He's going to play another song for us. But what we're going to do now is go to a couple of underwriters. When we return, we'll go right to the Kevin Costner interview. This is KPCW in Park City, listening to The Morning Mix.
This is Deacon Haymond, head honcho at Haymond Law. In life and in death, we support KPCW. We prepare wills and trusts and provide guidance on income and estate taxes. We can also answer questions about the loss of a loved one or the loss of someone who isn't loved but must be dealt with anyway. Our office is at Kimball Junction, and more information is at deaconhaymond.com.
The Vail Epic Promise Foundation is a proud supporter of KPCW. It now can provide Vail employees with emergency relief grants. Information about employee grants is available at epicpromise.com.
Welcome back to The Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway. Our next guest joins us by phone. Kevin Costner. He's an actor, director, producer, and musician. Well, he's been pretty busy, and his work has earned him a couple Oscars, 3 Golden Globes, and an Emmy. He's here in Park City filming the new miniseries Yellowstone, and his country rock band, Modern West, will play at OP Rockwell this Sunday at 7:30 p.m. I got to tell you that there's only 350 tickets, so they're going pretty quick, so you got to snag those as quick as you can. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Thank you, JW.
Yeah.
Christy.
Tell us about your band.
Well, this band is about 13 years old. It's kind of a reaction to me being in the communities for 3 or 4 months and looking for the authentic, you know, interaction other than being in the supermarket or having a selfie. And my desire was to play original music, and that was simply the reason for forming the band. And so that was 13 years ago, and we've managed now to play all over the world. There was no real plan. We made 6 records and played the Grand Ole Opry 3 times. So it's pretty emblematic of how I've kind of run my own career, which is if I just go do what I want to do, something begins to evolve. And this band has simply evolved with the idea of playing in front of people where I was actually working in their community. And two of the members that are in this band were in the very first band I was ever in when I was in my 20s. So music is the first thing I was introduced to, starting in the church. My grandmother was a choir director. My mom was in the choir. And I think I was in every Christmas play and every musical. So I play classical piano. And so the idea of playing music was something that came even before the acting.
Well, that just answered my first question. Thank you for that. So when you're in the community and you want to play, as you're saying, but you have a six-piece band, you're just bringing everyone else in. They get the pleasure of coming to the places where you're working. How does that, like, they're not from here. You've got a wide, diverse band. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're pretty geographically dysfunctional. I mean, we play all original music, hence the records. But two of the guys come from Nashville, three come from Tucson, and I live in California. And so we just continually, you know, are writing and throwing songs back and forth electronically. But we'll go on the road sometimes for 20 days and play. And in this instance, we have a song that's kind of charting right now, which is a bit of a mystery to me since we don't really push it ourselves, a thing called Love Shine. And so we're doing two big interviews for Heartland and for GAC, Great American Country, out here. And I thought, well, I don't want to just do an interview. I want to play. So we're going to do an acoustic set for them. But since I was here, and I thought, well, I'm going to bring the band out. So we decided to play at OP Rockwell on Sunday. I think the doors open around 6:30. And so that's my love of wanting to play. Just said, well, look, you guys are here. Let's go play out live somewhere.
And Kevin, tell us about your songwriting process.
Well, you know, I'm probably an average songwriter. I work at it really hard. Three of the other guys are much better at it than I am, but I plug away. I think, most of the time it's lyrics for me. Once in a while, a melody will stick in my head. For instance, we ended up doing a concept record called Famous for Killing Each Other, which is my whole experience of making Hatfield and McCoys. Three of those tunes, actually, the melodies were adopted by the composer of that show. So this was kind of a concept record where I just began to write every day about my feelings of doing this very dark American story. And that all started with a melody that was in my head that I came up with just before we were doing a show in Europe. And out of that, it's half instrumental and half lyrical. And so that process was a very different one for me. Sometimes I'm exchanging songs. The one thing I actually do in the band is I break all the ties. It's been that way for 13 years. There's never an argument. That means I have to, you know, cut out a lot of my songs and just make sure the cream gets to the top.
Well, the melody, of course, is very important. The hooks, the changes, all of those, the musicianship of the musicians. But it's really the storytelling, and when I listen to, like, The Angels Came Down and several of your other cuts, I mean, there's some really good storytelling going on.
Yeah, The Angels, I wished I would have written that. John Coyman wrote that. I told John, I said, this might be your best song. And that really limits him in a way because he has written so many great songs. But when I think about the last moment, the last breath a soldier takes on a battlefield, away from his family in a country that he doesn't maybe even know why he's there. That song was so powerful, and it became adopted by the Gold Star Mothers. And it was used at the memorial for those 26 SEALs that were killed in Afghanistan. So that was a very, I don't know how to be proud about a moment like that. But it's a song that speaks to that last moment, that last breath a soldier would take. So if you know anybody, I mean, I got a letter from a woman who said, you know, my son was machine gunned to death in Afghanistan, and he bled out on the way to the hospital, and I have been unable to shake this, and anybody listening can understand why she's unable to. She said, but when I heard your song, Angels Came Down, it helped me imagine a new ending for my son's life. And at that moment, you really understand the power of music and the interaction that people can have with your own songs. And so if we didn't do anything right that year, we did that right.
And Kevin, for people that are going to come to, that'll be lucky enough to come to OP Rockwell on Sunday night to see your band play, tell us, can you explain, describe the music in your format? JW said country. Would you call it country, Americana? Describe it to us.
I think probably Americana. I mean, my musical taste, a lot of them were formed in the late 60s, but I think it's Americana. My family roots are Oklahoma, so it's a storytelling. And, you know, people classify your music, and once they do, it's very hard to get out of whatever track that you've been put in. We write about men and women, relationships mostly, and occasionally we'll do songs about, other things, about war, about stuff. But generally speaking, we're writing about men and women. And I think probably, you know, it has an Americana feel. But we put out a pretty big wall of music. The band is very nimble, you know. Like I said, you know, we wrote a concept record about Hatfield and McCoys, and it's half instrumental, half lyrical, and it's a very easy listening record, but with very dark themes.
Well, your website says, if we played, it would be live, loud, and long. The idea was simple. Yeah. Don't stop the party. I'm bringing my dancing boots, right?
Yeah, well, we do, and hopefully, you know, I explain a lot of these songs because most of them were written on the sets of movies that I've made. I've never tried to separate my movie career and what we do musically because they're so intertwined. It's not a moment where I distance myself from one to in order to have the other one accepted.
If you're just joining us in the Morning Mix, we're having a conversation with Kevin Costner. He's filming a new miniseries, Yellowstone, out here in the Park City area, and his country rock band, Americana band, Modern West, will play at OP Rockwell this Sunday. Doors open at 6:30. I believe the show starts at 7:30. Get your tickets. There's only 350. They're going to go quick. Kevin, can you tell us about Yellowstone? This is an exciting project I've been reading about.
Yeah, it's a contemporary rancher in Montana. We're shooting half of it here in Utah. Thank God for Utah because we found so many of the things we really need. And it just deals with the issues that a modern day rancher would be dealing with oil, you know, development, Native American issues, and a dysfunctional family, so to speak. You know, it's just life. It's a fourth generation rancher, and I think it'll be entertaining.
Well, we know so much about your career as an actor, and now we know more about your career as a musician. And it's been great talking about those things. But what I really want to know is, how do you feel about us? How's your time in Park City and Summit County been? Let's talk about us.
Yeah, well, let's do that. Because, listen, it's a reason I formed the band. Because I found myself in communities like this and for 2 or 3 months and felt really a part of it, yet sometimes I feel like a deer in season where I just look like a target in a supermarket. And I wanted to be able to break down the wall of being some actor from out of town and be a part of the community. And I found the best way to do that would be to be on stage with my band playing original music for 2 or 3 hours without anybody stopping that interaction. And my wife has always said to me, she goes, look, if anybody really wants to know or have a feeling about who you are, if they watch you play, she said, I think it's probably the best way for people to see you.
Well, they'll be right up close, able to maybe catch some of your sweat dripping off if you get that way. I mean, pretty much OP Rockwell, we're right in front of you. So does break down that barrier.
My favorite. Yeah, that's my favorite, when people are standing and, for that matter, drinking and really come to have a night to remember. And that's really my job, is to turn that place into a living room. And that's what I intend to do.
Kevin Costner and the rock band Modern West playing OP Rockwell this Sunday at 7:30. Kevin, we want to thank you for being on the program this morning, and best of luck with the new miniseries, Yellowstone.
Well, thank you both for giving us a little time, and I hope people show up. And I intend to play some more in this area over the next couple of years if we continue to do the series, and so maybe you'll even get a chance to attend.
That sounds great, and we will be there Sunday.
We'll be there. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you guys, make sure through whoever set this up that you come backstage and see me.
Yeah.
JW, do you think we can fit that in, JW?
I think we can fit
that
in.
I think we'll make that.
And, you know, your manager, JW, and I'm JW, and, you know, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, no, make sure you do that. And just say, hey, are we still on the air?
Yeah. Yeah, we're still on the air.
What a great pleasure it was to talk to Kevin Costner on the phone. And I love getting invited backstage, but I really love getting invited backstage over the radio.
Oh.
By Kevin Costner.
By Kevin Costner.
Yeah, we're going to have fun.
Mommy listening? So we want to thank him for calling in, and that show is sold out. But as he said, he plans to come back around and do a few more shows, hopefully before the winter and then over the coming years. So stay tuned for the Morning Mix and OP Rockwell for the announcements of that. We're back in our studio with our illustrious musical guest, Jordan Matthew Young. And I want to hear another song. Can we fit one in, Jordan?
Yes.
And we're just going to thank our sponsors before we bring them, because we don't interrupt.
Okay.
We don't want to interrupt Jordan's song.
Let me thank Campos Coffee, Utah Symphony, Utah Opera, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Squatters Roadhouse Grill, Wasatch Brew Pub, 1-7, San Francisco Design, Park City Mountain, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties. You can find us on Facebook at KPCW Morning Mix, email us at morningmix@kpcw.org, and listen to our podcast online at kpcw.org under the Shows tab. Take it away, Jordan.
Live in the Morning Mix, Jordan Young.
Mona, why are you wasting my time? I said, Mona, why are you wasting my time? You got me holding on. I must be out of my mind. Why are you wasting my time? Ooh. Broke down on the side of a road. Broken down. Side of a road. No, you won't be there. I guess I'm all on my own. On the side of a road, yeah.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air Cruise and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com, Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, fredmarshallpainting.com. And the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
You are listening to KPCW in Park City.
Lord, you're wasting mine.
Ah, very nice. Very nice. Oh, boy. This has been a good show. It's been fun.
It has been fun.
Jordan, always great to have you.
Doing
here.
My little
you
chair.
You guys are the
group.
Best. Yeah. It's such a pleasure. I really love coming up here, and it's a beautiful studio. And you know, when I'm in Utah, we play in Park City probably more than anywhere else.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, get outside and have a nice weekend. NPR National News is next.